What's going on, y'all? 97.5 The Fanatic, 602 here on a rainy Friday night, but we have sports to discuss as the Philadelphia 76ers host the Charlotte Hornets yet again and early on in this season, coming off of a nice win, their first victory of the season on the road against the Indiana Pacers. That was heard here on Wednesday night, taking down Victor Oladipo and the Pacers in Indianapolis. Really good win. Can they back it up by going up against the Charlotte Hornets and Kemba Walker tonight? Normally have a good time against this squad. Kemba Walker goes off, but they typically get the win. I think they'll do the same again tonight. 6-0 at home, and they take on Kemba Walker and the Charlotte Hornets tonight. That will be tip-off at 7 o'clock. Brian Seltzer with the pregame right around 6:50. But before that, we are going to talk about some football. It is still Dallas week, of course, until they play the game on Sunday. Eagles, Cowboys, Sunday night football at the Link. First game back from since the bye week. And Golden Tate in the mix. You have news going around the NFL where Dez Bryant finally gets signed by a team, the New Orleans Saints. Now he's got a torn Achilles. All these things are just happening all around the league. And, of course, it's good to have the Birds back. So let's talk about it. Typically on a Friday before the game, we like to talk about what you think they're going to do, what they have to do in order to beat their opponent. This is a different type of opponent, of course, because you all hate the Dallas Cowboys. More than I do, because I hate the Giants more than I hate the Dallas Cowboys. But I understand. I get it. And it's always a big week here as we talk about, again, Dallas and the Philadelphia Eagles. So for you guys, simply, what do they need to do in order to jumpstart the second half of the season? It starts with the Dallas Cowboys. It's on national television, so everybody can see what's up. And you add the new piece, new toy, if you will, to the Eagles offense for Carson Wentz, and that's Golden Tate. And that's where I want to start with what I think they need to do, which is get him involved. Don't sit there and act like just because you have this new toy, we're going to be quiet and not have things going on with him, where you want to incorporate him and just ease him into it. This is not the start of the NFL season. This is the start of the second season, where you need to make a point to the rest of the league that, yes, we struggled in the first eight, going 4-4, dropping a couple of games that you might have said that they should not have, even though they did. Their record says who they are, which is a 500 team. But if you believe that they are better than that, which I do believe they are better than what the 4-4 record showed in the first half of the season, I need them to come out and be the explosive offense that we saw a season ago that helped the defense make them this ultimate Super Bowl champion. That's what I need to see from the Philadelphia Eagles tomorrow, starting off against the Dallas Cowboys, Sunday Night Football at home, kicking off the second half of the season. That's what I need to see. The explosive offense that we have been not able to see through the first eight games because it has been non-existent. We haven't seen, the only time we saw the explosion of the offense was against the New York Giants. That's it. Just the New York Giants. And I need to see that explosive offense. And what better way to start it? What better way to start it than, again, on Sunday night against your division rival, the most hated opponent that pretty much a lot of people feel the same way around the rest of the country about them, especially when the owner talks the way that he does, Jerry Jones. It's easy to hate those guys. So what do you want to see on Sunday against the Dallas Cowboys from the Eagles? 610-632-0975. Also, when you call in, I was watching the Michael Irvin video again. Pat Egan had sent me this video. And I was watching Michael Irvin go off like we so often see him do from time to time and make a fool of himself. But guess what? I like the guy. Even though I didn't like him when he played, I like the guy. He's funny. He's fun. When I was producing and we would have him on Jaws' show from time to time, he was always great. Even during the breaks, the commercial breaks, he and I would be talking during the commercial break. And then it was just a fun conversation always. And then when he would get on the radio, it was good stuff to hear from Michael Irvin. So it just made me think, you hate the Cowboys. I dislike them. I know, we all do, right? Who's your most hated Cowboy? We have 45 minutes. We have 45 minutes to talk about the Birds. Yes, we have the wraparound where we do the first hour. Then we come back after the game and we'll talk about things that we see from the Sixers. We'll also continue some football conversation as well. But I want to also, as we talk about what you want to see from the Birds on Sunday against the Cowboys, your most hated Dallas Cowboy player of all time. And I'll start it off right now. I give you mine. Troy Aikman, I enjoy watching him, listening to him on television. I like Michael Irvin when he's on television. Tony Romo, the same. Jason Witten, I liked him, even though you played against him and he always destroyed you. I don't like him on television. That's it. The one that I cannot stand the most of all time, Emmitt Smith, could not stand him at all. Did not like him. Yes, he was a great running back, but I always liked Barry Sanders more. I felt like Barry Sanders always got shafted when it came to playing for the Lions. Emmitt Smith played for the Dallas Cowboys, more national exposure, playing behind that offensive line. Barry Sanders did not. I always thought Barry was better. I did not like Emmitt Smith. I thought he got too much praise around the country, around the football world. I was a big Barry Sanders guy, did not like the Cowboys, could not stand Emmitt Smith, and that remains true to this day. Even when he was on television, I could not stand Emmitt Smith whatsoever, and I still feel it. Cannot stand that guy. So, when you call in to talk about the Philadelphia Eagles and the Dallas Cowboys, please, 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 let us know who is your most disliked Dallas Cowboy player of all time. If you want to go Jerry Jones, I won't stop you. Have at it. Have fun. It's not the first time that we'll hear it, and it's not going to be the last time that we hear that either. So, easy stuff tonight. We got a 45-minute run before we get to the Sixers and the Hornets. Give us a call, 610-632-0975. What you want to see from the Birds on Sunday against the Dallas Cowboys at the Link. First game back from the bye week. Adding Golden Tate to the mix should be fun to have him involved. Should be also fun to just see them beat down that football team and get back to the offensive ways that we need to see them at in order for them to make this run in the second half, win the division, get to the postseason, and make that run and win some football games and hopefully get back to the Super Bowl. Also, when you call in to talk about that, who you hate the most as a Dallas Cowboy of all time? Emmitt Smith, for me, who's your most hated? 610-632-0975. And with the Sixers and Hornets coming up at 7 o'clock, you know how we do. We'll take some of your Sixers phone calls as well leading into the game. If you're on your way down to the center, feel free. Let us know how you feel about the game tonight against the Charlotte Hornets and Kemba Walker. So, 610-632-0975, your most hated Cowboy of all time. What you want to see from the Birds after they take down the Dallas Cowboys on Sunday night. And, of course, you can mix in your Sixers conversation as well. All right, 610-632-0975. We run this quick break. We come right back. 25 minutes commercial free for you on the other side right here on The Fanatic.
Devon Givens.
Give it up.
On 97.5 The Fanatic. Join 97.5 The Fanatic for our Dallas Sucks pregame show this Sunday for your chance to see the Birds take on Dallas in Dallas.
Be at Fishtown Hops starting at 5 and sign up to win airfare, hotel, and tickets to the game.
Made possible by Tullamore Dew. Celebrate every TD with TD. Tullamore Dew, the world's smoothest Irish whiskey. Yes! You gotta be there to win, so join us at Sugar House for The Fanatic pregame show. Try samples of Tullamore Dew, watch the Birds take on the Cowgirls, and register to win your chance to see them again in Dallas.
Go to 975thefanatic.com to learn more.
Please enjoy Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey responsibly.
Hey folks, Rick Mason from JRWins.com. That's JRWins.com. Guys, crucial, late-breaking, time-sensitive information on one college and one pro game for the weekend. Simply call the recorded hotline right now to get two blowouts, Wisconsin-Penn State and Philadelphia-Dallas on Sunday. Call right now, 800-499-3733. That's 800-499-3733. Big-time, crucial, point-spread information that you want to know if you're going to bet this game between Penn State and Wisconsin. And also, Sunday Night Football in America, Philadelphia-Dallas. Guys, we got this one locked up. Make the call. It's on a recorded message. Not one, but two blowout winners. 1-800-499-3. 1-800-499-3733. 800-499-3733. That's 800-499-FREE. And, of course, at JRWINS.com. That's JRWINS.com. Now, guys, check this out. We got two guarantees. If for whatever reason we don't cover the spread with Penn State, Wisconsin, the rest of our college football selections are on the house. Call right now, 800-499-3733. And, guys, the same offer stands in pro football with Philadelphia, Dallas. If for whatever reason we don't cover the spread with Dallas, Philadelphia on Sunday night, the rest of our pro football selections are on the house. Call right now, absolutely free, on a tape-recorded message, the winner of Penn State, Wisconsin, and Philadelphia, Dallas on Sunday night. 800-499-3733. That's 800-499-3733. The hottest number when it comes to betting on sports, documented by the LasVegasSportsMonitor.com at over 80%, guys. You heard me right, 80% against the spread. Call right now, 800-499-FREE. That's 800-499-3733. And at JRWINS.com. Wisconsin, Penn State, Philadelphia, Dallas, yours free on a recorded message. 800-499-FREE. That's 800-499-3733. Call now.
Text and text additional. All offers on select models with approved credit. 2018 Cadillac ATS 15-227. Previous rental miles, $299.95 for 84 months. Financing with zero down. The event ends 11/30/18. Call 1-800-KERBECK for full details.
Frank Kerbeck lowers prices on 2018 Cadillacs. Sign and drive 2018 Cadillac ATS from $299 a month, zero down. Lower 2018 Cadillac prices means low payments from $299 per month, zero down. Or 2018 XT5 SUVs from $20,000 off. 2018 XTSs from $23,000 off. 2018 Escalade up to $25,000 off original MSRP. Sign and drive 2018 Cadillac ATS from $299 a month. Lower 2018 Cadillac prices mean low payments from $299 per month, zero down. Cadillacs, Cadillacs, and more Cadillacs. Sign and drive 18 Cadillacs from $299 a month, zero down at FC Kerbeck.
Come join us.
Hey, it's Jason Martinez for Nick's Roast Beef on Cotman Avenue. Catch all the games this season in our newly renovated game room with pool tables, dartboards, ping pong, and more. Enjoy $3 Bud and Bud Light aluminum bottles for all the games and $2 22-ounce Miller Lights during the Birds games. And I have breaking news. If you can't make it to Cotman Avenue, Nick's now has a second location at 4501 Woodhaven Road outside the Philadelphia Mills Mall. Nick's Roast Beef at KDO's is now open with live entertainment every weekend and all the games, including a 140-inch TV. Tell them Jason Martinez sent you.
It's a tie game. The game comes down to this. And here's the snap.
That's the sound football fans live for. At the stadium, the bar, even on the couch. And this year, there's a new name to add to that list. William Hill, America's number one sportsbook. Now taking bets in New Jersey. Download the William Hill Sports Betting app or bet online at williamhill.com.
Touchdown!
The world bets with William Hill. 21 plus only. Must be physically present in New Jersey. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 800-GAMBLER.org.
Hey, this is Mark Farzetta. When we learn someone we know has a disease, what do? We rally around them. We show them how much we love and care about them. But when someone has an addiction, what happens? People get shamed, threatened, or maybe even turned over to law enforcement. Why? And just like any other disease, it can be treated. Recovery Centers of America treats addiction like the disease that it is by combining the level of dignity and respect found in high-class celebrity treatment centers with high-quality and evidence-based addiction treatment. Of course, it requires great courage to accept help with an addiction, but it's a very worthwhile step. If you or someone you love is addicted to drugs or alcohol, don't fight the disease of addiction alone. Get help from the experts at Recovery Centers of America. I recently toured the RCA at Devon, and it was incredible. Every person I met there was warm, welcoming, and comforting, the type of person that you want to take you through your road to recovery. Call them today at 1-800-RECOVERY. That's 1-800-RECOVERY. If you're not ready to speak to someone in person, visit them online at recoverycentersofamerica.com. Help is waiting at 1-800-RECOVERY. That's 1-800-RECOVERY.
Find out where the Dietz and Watson Mobile Broadcast Center will be broadcasting from next. Just visit 975thefanatic.com. Dietz and Watson, the official meats and cheeses of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Sports talk for Philadelphia and beyond. 975 The Fanatic.
So damn proud. 6:16, 97.5, The Fanatic. Devon Gittins with you until 6:45 as Brian Seltzer has a pregame coverage before Sixers host the Charlotte Hornets tonight. 7-5 record now after beating the, you know who it was,
Indiana Pacers. They had to win that game, and they did. It was a good win. I mean, I'm impressed. I was impressed by that win the other night over the Indiana Pacers. Let's see what they do tonight against the Charlotte Hornets. They're back at it on the floor tomorrow night against the Memphis Grizzlies. Should be just a good time tonight, see what the boys do. But first, we talk some birds as they host the Dallas Cowboys Sunday Night Football at the Link. First game back from the bye. Golden Tate now in the mix. A lot of other things going on with injuries, Jalen Mills, etc. You know, all these different things that are going on, but it's still the Cowboys. You're going to get up for this game against the Cowboys. You're going to be nestled in Sunday night. A lot of people have Monday off because of the holiday and all, so you'll be all up late enjoying the game. What do they need to do to beat the Dallas Cowboys? I personally think they need to show that the offense can be explosive again, help out the defense, put some points on the board, and make Dallas chase them. Have to come from behind and beat the Philadelphia Eagles. And if the Philadelphia Eagles can come out and put some points on the board early and make things happen, I believe that we'll see them in a good spot on Sunday night. And, of course, get Golden Tate involved early. That will open things up for everyone else as well. Josh Adams needs the football, in my opinion. Also, that's what I want to see from them. I think they need to incorporate a lot of that, specifically the offense, just putting things up on the board. What do you think they need to do in order to beat the Cowboys on Sunday night? 610-632-0975. Plus, your most disliked Cowboy of all time. Mine is Emmitt Smith. What do you have? So when you call in about your most disliked Cowboy, please also give us your thoughts on the game on Sunday night. Let's start off in Bethlehem with Lou on 97.5. Hey, Lou.
Devon, happy Friday. Thank you for taking my call, sir.
Thank you.
All right, listen, I'm going to say this in the nicest possible way because I understand he's your studio buddy and all, but screw Michael Irvin.
He's not my studio buddy. He was just cool when I talked to him, and I like him on the radio.
Yes, he's funny, but you know what? I just look at his face. I think of the 90s and Jay Novacek and that squad, and it's just not even a Super Bowl title could quell my hatred for them. Not even. You know, I thought this week I was going to be somewhat placid, you know, maybe look at the game as an innocent bystander. Absolutely not. They're all a bunch of pukes.
Yeah, he's still there, huh?
Yeah. I don't mean to block my feelings, Devon, but
all right.
Yeah, they're cockroaches. 31-7.
31-7. How do they get it done?
First of all, I'm interested in finding out. Golden Tate, 5 catches. Get him acclimated immediately.
I agree.
I'm not even going to say establish the running game. I'm just going to say, you know, extend plays, Carson. You know, Lions got to protect him. He's going to extend some plays. He's playing out of his mind already. Get Golden Tate acclimated immediately. That'll open things up for Zach and Dallas. Oh, dare I say that name? And
just say Goddard. Just go with Goddard, yeah, right?
I gotta say touchdown Dallas now.
Hey,
know, with tongue in cheek.
Hey, if it works, it works. Lou, thanks for the call, man. Really appreciate it. That would be perfect, right? That would be the headline on Sunday night when you start reading things, and of course in the papers on Monday morning where you start to see Dallas, whatever the headline might be, because Goddard had 2 touchdowns in beating the Cowboys. It would be perfect, of course. And his was Michael Irvin Lou's to start things off. 610-632-0975. Now, to just make it clear, I did not like Michael Irvin when he played. I respected Michael Irvin, but I did not like him at all. To the point of him now in the media, I think people give him a hard time because he's a Cowboy. A lot of stuff he says makes sense. Some stuff does not. But I think he's entertaining overall. I'm not tuning in because he's on. I just don't dislike him like I used to. Troy Aikman, the same thing. Tony Romo, I always thought he got ripped way too much because he was a Dallas Cowboy quarterback and because he failed a lot in the playoffs. But that just goes without saying. Of course, you get it from that. Emmitt Smith, cannot stand him. Didn't like him on television. Didn't mind when he did not return either. 610-632-0975. Tyler Zuli, who's producing the Sixers tonight, and you hear him quite a bit producing the shows, and of course, in-game Eagles conversation during the game with Pat Egan. His is Dez Bryant, who just ripped up his Achilles for the New Orleans Saints. Dez Bryant. And I get it. One of those cocky wide receivers is doing what wide receivers do, and he has that star on his helmet, so you dislike him, and I don't blame Tyler one bit. We'll get Sam Fletcher at some point, who's producing the show, 610-632-0975. Amanda in Woodstown joins us on The Fanatic. Hey, Amanda.
Hey, how are you?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm all right, driving home. I don't know why everyone's so worked up about Dallas. My husband is a Dallas fan, I'm an Eagles fan, and it was contemptuous in the beginning of our relationship, but I don't find them a threat anymore.
Yes.
There's nothing to be afraid of. It's like when you realize that the bully is just all talk and there's no fight, and so then you just laugh at them when they're like, yeah, go Dallas. You're like, okay. Like, I was watching the game with my husband, and Dak looked like, I don't know what he was trying to do, a magic trick? I don't know. It looked like, you know, a puppy with a bad leg trying to score a goal. It was horrible.
He was impersonating an NFL quarterback, and it did not work.
It looked like, you know, those switch shows where, like, a kid shows up in a grown-up person's body, and they don't know what to do?
That's exactly
what it looked like. I'm like, are you kidding me? I mean, it's laughable at this point for them to
say. Amanda, you have to take us into your household. You and your husband in Woodstown. What was the Super Bowl like?
The Super Bowl was... as an Eagles fan, I despise the Patriots. I do. That's my rivalry.
Right.
I feel like you either can hate the Cowboys, the Giants, or the Patriots, depending on what era you grew up watching the Eagles in.
How did your husband take it, though, once the...
He kind of made this face, and then he looked like maybe he, had a fart and he was trying to hold it in. I don't know. It was, this real, one eye closed, and, his head kind of went sideways.
And you were living in your glory,
and
weren't you?
I was jumping up and down, and he came over, and he was like, congratulations. And I was like, thank you, baby.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Listen, thanks for the call. Really appreciate it, Amanda. That's a beautiful thing. You're right. It's been 20 plus years since they've won. Who cares? No one cares. Yes, it's nasty. As she said, it's contentious early on in the relationship, and they've worked through it. They're still married. And right now, she's got the latest championship in that household, the Super Bowl, courtesy of the Philadelphia Eagles. Congratulations, Amanda. Your husband just has to deal with it. Should be a fun Sunday night for you guys in your household. 610-632-0975. Fatia and Ardmore joins us next on The Fanatic. How you doing?
Hey, family. How you doing?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, you know, I don't like Jason Witten. I just feel like, I know he was a good tight end, but his arrogance and the things that he would say, I never really liked him very much.
Really? You suspected arrogance from Jason Witten when he played?
Yes.
Yeah, I never got that.
I mean, I don't know. I just never liked him. I guess because he tortured us so many times.
Every single time. They could not stop him.
Yeah, but I wanted to ask you a question in regards to the Sixers, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Do you think that they're going to make any major moves either before or after the trade deadline? You know, they usually make a move before the All-Star game or after the All-Star game.
Yeah.
Because I really think they need to make a move. They need to either get another coach or... There is something not right with this team.
I actually think that they... Listen, first of all, you've already heard things about them reaching out to Minnesota about Jimmy Butler, but their asking price is just ridiculous right now. He's a multiple-time All-Star, so they have the right to do that. But I do think they will try, Fatia, to do something, to execute something before the trade deadline in February. And then if that does not work, they will try to reach something via the buyout period like they did with Bellinelli and Ilyasova and see if they can pull someone in. Most likely with some shooting, some more athleticism to add to this team. Fatia, thanks so much for the call. I think that's what the Sixers will look to do coming months, as things get closer and closer. They're still going to try to evaluate and see who Markelle Fultz is, how he fits in with this basketball team right now. He's still technically a rookie, playing only 14 regular season games last year, a couple of the games in the postseason, and he got yanked early in the Boston series and never saw the light of day ever again because the series was just too much for him. The moment was too much for him. So they're still going to try to give that some time, Fatia, to see exactly who he is, see how they work together, see if they have to make an adjustment with the lineup. But they will, most certainly, Elton Brand and company, still find out what's available and see if it's worth going after and add to the basketball team to make a push. 610-632-0975. Wow, she said Jason Witten just cocky. Got that arrogance. I think it was more, as she pointed out as the call went on, that he just torched the Eagles and people just couldn't stand it. He dominated them. 610-632-0975. Matt in Westchester joins us on the Fanatic. Matt, what's going on?
Hey, Devontae, how are you?
Good.
I'm good. Hey, so do you want me to start with my most hated cowboy? Or
Yeah, start with the game first and then get to your cowboy.
Okay, so I was a little worried about him. I heard Lane Johnson, there's a good chance he's going to play with the sprain and the MCL injury he had. Mm-hmm. I was kind of hoping they would just sit him for a game and put Vitae in there. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, if they feel like they can get away with it this week against the Cowboys and give Lane Johnson, as you just pointed out, an extra week, I'm with you on Vitae if they feel like he can hold up on that side. And if they believe that now with Golden Tate, of course, Alshon Jeffrey, Nelson Agholor, and the rest of the weapons that they have, Ertz, Goddard, and the running backs, that they can hold up blocking, make sure they get it enough with via the passing game where they're not too worried about him getting hit from that right side. Plus, as you just pointed out, with Vitae on that right side, at least he can see him coming, right? And he can try to avoid it versus the backside on the left. So I agree. If Lane Johnson is not, he's not 100%, if not 100%, but if he's not good enough to go, give him that extra week off, let Vitae do his thing, and just give him some help from time to time if he needs it.
I completely agree with you. I completely agree.
Mm-hmm.
So Roy Williams is the most hated cowboy.
Wow, safety Roy Williams. Why?
Because he used to horse collar McNabb and Owen. Jackie broke Owen's leg
yep.
in 2004, and it drove me nuts. And then he changed the whole rule just for him.
Yep, he sure did, man. And now that you bring it up, I remember the TO1 where he got his leg caught and just tore it up, man. And now that's, as you put it, that's why the rule is in place now, man. And yeah. Roy Williams is a good one. He was a hard hitter. He was a good player, but he turned out, yeah, with the horse collar, that was a tough one, Matt. Thanks for the call, man. Really appreciate it. 610-632-0975. That's what we're asking. How do Eagles win on Sunday night? And your most hated Dallas Cowboy of all time. Sam in Southampton is next on the Fanatic. What's going on, Sam?
How you doing, Devon?
Devon, what's going on?
Devon, how you doing, man?
Good.
So, for the game this week, what I want to see is I want to see him come out quick, and I don't want Doug Peterson to take his foot off the gas at any point in time, no matter what the score is.
None whatsoever.
Because they had swagger last year, and there were teams that were afraid of them before they even came into the house, and that's not the case this year.
Yeah, there's no fear, especially when you're the Super Bowl champions. They're coming after you.
Right, so you need that back, and you need to say the second half, this is a new team. We're back to where we were. And you should be scared of us. And that's what I want to see on Sunday night.
Absolutely, man. And I just, as you say that, I want them right away to go after that defense, that secondary, try to put some points on the board. The defense comes out. The crowd is going crazy. It's Sunday night. Everybody's into it. You get the ball back. You go put some more points on the board and just keep running it up, Sam.
Yeah, that's where I'm at, too. My most hated Cowboy is Leon Lett.
Leon Lett, why?
I just couldn't stand him. You know, he was always on the Eagles side, and you know, he was just he wasn't a good guy off the field, and he made a lot of boneheaded plays. He had that in the Super Bowl where he got stripped by Don Beebe, and
yep.
then the Thanksgiving game, one of my favorite memories when he went after that ball
and kicked it all the way down the field.
Yeah, and you know who was holding the ball for both of those kicks?
Who was that?
Doug Peterson,
how about that, Sam? Thanks for the call, man. Enjoy the game this weekend. Leon Lett, how about it? Leon Lett, Jason Witten, Roy Williams, some good names from the Cowboys history that people just could not stand. It didn't have to be a star, just somebody that wore that uniform, wore that helmet, and you just could not stand that player. Who is it? Mine? Emmitt Smith. Can't stand him. Still can't stand him. I hate when I see things that pump him up, and I'm like, Barry Sanders was better than him. If Barry Sanders had that offensive line, look at what we would be talking about. He wouldn't have retired early. Stop it. 610-632-0975. How do the Eagles beat the Cowboys on Sunday night at the Link? And your most hated Cowboy of all time. Plus, the Sixers host the Hornets tonight at 7. Tip right here on the Fanatic. Tom McGinnis on the game call. Brian Seltzer with the pregame. Let us know what you feel about that as well. 610-632-0975. Quick break. We come right back. Run the phone calls before the Sixers right here on the Fanatic.
Give me that phone. Devon Givens on 97.5, the Fanatic.
Ben Simmons hammers it home, looking down at the cylinder.
Sixers, Hornets, tonight at 7 on your home for 76ers basketball. 97.5, the Fanatic.
When you're faced with heart valve disease, you don't have time to stop and catch your breath. Your life is on the line, so it's go time. And the good news is, you don't have to search far for a team to stand by your side. At Penn Medicine, Our cardiologists and surgeons are the region's most experienced in using advanced tools and technologies to repair or replace your heart valve. We've pioneered incredible breakthroughs in heart valve treatments, from TAVR to robotic surgery, and we continue to develop and perfect the latest innovations in both minimally invasive and surgical heart valve procedures. With access to this care through our dedicated heart valve centers, backed by the region's number one heart program, you can stop struggling with valve disease and start enjoying the rest of your life wholeheartedly. Another reason your life is worth Penn Medicine. Learn more at PennHeart.org/valve.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm back when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy and I don't trust nobody. I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Go Team Rudder. Okay, so maybe that doesn't exactly have the same sound as Go Birds, but Rudder Roofing does some winning ourselves. We win on reducing the stress of your roofing, siding, or window project. We win by over-communicating, being upfront and honest, and on bringing second-to-none, drug-screened, and background-checked technicians to your home. It's the little things that matter when someone works on your project. Let us help protect your house by scheduling today at RudderRoofing.com. That's R-U-T-T-E-R Roofing.com.
Come for the football, stay for the fun. Birds Fever has never been hotter. So make the Visit Philly overnight hotel package part of your game day plan. Enjoy free parking at your hotel. Ride down to the game with free lift credits. And chow down on the world's greatest roast pork sandwich with a $25 Reading Terminal gift card. So what are you waiting for? Let your Birds mania melt into Monday. And book the Visit Philly overnight hotel package today at visitphilly.com.
Attention landlords and property owners. Are you tired of managing your property and would like someone else to manage it for you? You probably would like to own your property, but are tired of the headaches that come with it. You just can't keep up with the maintenance and leasing. Bay Management Group is a local, full-service property management company handling single-family and multifamily properties in the Philadelphia area. They're on-call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They offer full leasing services, including tenant screening with a one-year tenant warranty. Move-in and move-out reports, maintenance, rent collection, eviction services, routine inspections, plus monthly and annual financial statements. You could move to Antarctica with confidence that your property is in great hands. Call Bay Management Group today to learn more or visit baymanagementgroup.com. That's baymgmtgroup.com. Bay Management Group. Your premier management company.
The new iPhone XR is here at T-Mobile, and there's a whole lot to love, like those perfect portrait mode selfies you're going to share.
Nice.
And how emojis now turn every FaceTime with the kids into fun time. In fact, the only thing you'll love more than your new iPhone XR is getting it included in the price when you get an unlimited plan. That's right. Only at T-Mobile, get both unlimited and a brand new iPhone XR included for just $40 a month. You can get unlimited somewhere else. Or unlimited and a phone for the same price at T-Mobile. Join today and get 4 lines for just $40 per line with a new iPhone XR included for each line. That's $30 for the plan and $10 for the iPhone after qualifying trade-in and auto-pay. Call 1-800-T-Mobile or visit a store today.
$40 per line for 4 lines after 36 monthly bill credits. Essentials customers may notice lower speeds and further reduction if using greater than 50 gigs per month. Video at 480p for well-qualified customers plus taxes and fees. If you cancel service, remaining balances due. Qualifying service and finance agreements required. Zero down plus 2084 per month for 36 months. Full price $749.99, 0% APR.
It's time to break up with your bookie. Harrah's Resorts and Bally's Atlantic City Wild Wild West are now taking bets at their brand new sports books. Place your wager today at the book. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Gargano Station. 97.5, The Fanatic.
The NBA's number two leading scorers in Philadelphia tonight. Kemba Walker and the Charlotte Hornets take on the Philadelphia 76ers tonight at 7 o'clock right here on the Fanatic. You make sure you listen here for the game call. Brian Seltzer with the pregame coming up very shortly following us. I do want to tell you guys real fast, the 6 o'clock hour is brought to you by Family & Company Jewelers. Visit them on Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey, or at familyjewelers.com. That will be South Jersey's diamond destination. Also, with the game so big, right? The Eagles, the Cowboys, Sunday night. Guess what? We got a Dallas Sucks pregame show and watch party on Sunday. Live from Sugar House Casino at Fishtown Hops. You can hang out with us for the Dallas Sucks pregame show at Sugar House Casino. Starting at 5, join former Eagle Jason Avant, Bob Cooney, and me for the pregame show. Then stay for the official Fanatic watch party with Andrew Salchunas. This week's big prize is a trip to see the Birds play in Dallas December 9th. Be at Fishtown Hop starting at 5. Sign up to win airfare, hotel, and tickets to the game. That's made possible by Tullamore Dew to celebrate every TD with TD. That's Tullamore Dew, the world's smoothest Irish whiskey. Watch the game on Fishtown Hop's huge 10x10 screen, Dollar Dogs, $2 Miller Lite drafts, and $12 Miller Lite buckets, and there's plenty of easy free parking. I took care of it. Don't worry about it. It's free. I got you. Presented by Sugar House Casino. Philly loves a winner. That's supported by Visit Philly and Gerhardt's Appliances. All right, so we'll see you on Sunday, 5 o'clock, Fishtown Hops. Be there. It's going to be a blast. Start off the second half of the season where the Birds just start to put it on teams as they make that push to the postseason. 8 games to go. Starting off with the Dallas Cowboys, how do they get it done? I believe the offense needs to take a step again to let us know that they still have it, led by Carson Wentz. The acquisition of Golden Tate, Alshon Jeffrey, and everyone else gets things going. Put it on this Cowboy team. Put some points on the board. Put the league on notice and let them know you're still the Super Bowl defending champions. All right? All right. And when you call in to talk about what you need to see, also give us your most hated Dallas Cowboy of all time. Mine, Emmitt Smith. What's yours? Anthony in East Windsor is next on the Fanatic. What's up, Ant?
Hey, how you doing, Juan? Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
I'm excited. Like, I agree with you that the offense has to come back again. And I believe with Golden Tate, it's going to make it more exciting again as like last year, or maybe even better. Because he's going to make everybody else better around him, like everyone's been saying.
Yeah, and especially if you feel like he's basically Torrey Smith at this point. He's a better player than Torrey Smith is. And Alshon Jeffrey putting up the Alshon Jeffrey type of production along with the tight ends and the running backs. Why wouldn't you believe this offense can be better?
Yep. But my most hated cowboy is Dez Bryant. I used to hate when he threw up that X.
He did it a lot, too, so I'm sure you couldn't stand him, man. I'm sure you couldn't. And I can see where people get annoyed with him, yeah.
Didn't he smack his mother, too?
Well, that's what they said. I don't know. You know, that's what they said. I don't know. We weren't there. We did. You know how it goes. If you didn't see video, it didn't happen. So I don't know. Yeah. But yeah. I remember that story, and it's funny because I forgot about it until just now when you brought it up. And that's a bad one. Didn't he smack his mom? That's crazy to even say that, right?
Yeah.
That's nuts, man. And thanks for the call, man. Really appreciate it. 610-632-0975. Sixers Hornets tip 7 o'clock right here on the Fanatic. Rich in the Northeast is on the Fanatic with us. Here you go. Rich, what's going on, man?
Hey, what's up, Devon, man? How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
All right. Hey, so with the addition of Golden Tate, I'm hoping the Eagles can get the screen game back.
I feel like, man.
The screen game has been, like, just disappeared this year.
You're right. It's gone. It's gone. The only thing that really works from time to time with the screen game is the middle screen. It may not work on the outside as much. Alshon Jeffrey. It's more at Nelson Aguilar and from time to time Zach Ertz. They need to have someone, and you're right. This guy catches the ball and makes people miss. That's the key there. Make them miss. Make that one guy miss and then go do what you have to do.
Right, and even in the sense of that argument, it's not like we had a running back last year that was too involved in the screen game. So, you know, Doug knows how to utilize those wide receivers, and, you know, hopefully we see it. You know,
Yeah, but remember, too, in the London game, Rich, the Wendell Smallwood touchdown was essentially a screen game.
Right.
And it's good. We finally get to see it again. When Brian Westbrook was out there, that's all we saw. We saw B. West carrying it on the ground, giving them work. We saw B. West at a screen game, giving them work, lining up in the slot or lining up outside with a safety or a linebacker trying to check them. It didn't work. The screen game has to come back. I hear you. We do see a lot more middle of the field screen game stuff now in terms of the NFL.
Yes, I agree. And even last year, I know the deep ball's great, but those fake screens to the left and going back right, they just always seem to work. And this year, I mean, like I said, it's just gone. So hopefully Golden Tate can bring that aspect.
I agree. And real fast, Rich, who's your most hated Cowboy?
Oh, Barry Church.
You just saw him, too, with the Jacksonville Jaguars.
I know. It's unreal. He just never, like, mediocre player. The dude just never stops showing up, and he acts like he's like the best player on the field no matter what. And I can't stand it.
Oh, that's great, man. Rich, thanks for the call, man. Good stuff. Really appreciate it. That's a good one. Barry Church, again, it doesn't have to be a star. It could be a starter. It could be a backup, special teams player, whatever it is. Your most hated Cowboy. Lewis and Pensauken joins us on the Fanatic. What's up, Lou?
Hey, what's going on, Devon?
Lou, how you been?
Hey, real quick. With the Sixers, man, I look at this from this perspective. We talk about star hunting and stuff like that. This is the last year before, you know, the Ben Simmons and Barry will get extensions. If you have, this is the last offseason we'll have their cap money. If I go call Kawhi and them, if they're not coming, you know what I mean? And I'm talking about, you know, if they don't tell me that they're coming, then I'm going to go out and I'm gonna get this guy. You know who I like and who's having a breakout year? Tobias Harris.
That's not a bad name.
Look at his stats. 20 points, 8 rebounds, 50% from the floor, 40% from three. He would open up this team tremendously. You know what I mean? He's not a guy that has to come. He'll assume his role. You know what I mean? He doesn't have to be like a Jimmy Butler, you know, with the head case or whatever. This guy will come in to be the third option and be able to fill it up, be efficient. And it would take us to the next level. So to me, if Kawhi and you know if Klay Thompson and those guys, if they tell me, hey, we'll get back with you, or we'll put you on the list, then I'm moving on and I'm going out and get this guy because you can't wait this off season. You can't.
No, I hear you, man. I hear you. And Tobias Harris again, as you said, having a great year, really busted out with the Pistons. Before he was moved to L.A. and really showed after leaving Orlando and Milwaukee that he was actually not a bad player, man. So he's a nice player. He would fit in here. I absolutely understand it. That small forward spot, Lou. Sorry, man. We got to go and get ready to hand things off for the Sixers and the Hornets. Next up for here us on 97.5 The Fanatic. A lot of special thanks go to Sam Fletcher. Here helping out producing the show. Tyler Zuli has the other portion of things going on here with the production side as he gets ready for the Sixers game. Coming up next, my man, B. Seltz. Brian Seltzer, Sixers.com. He will get you set for the game. Sixers Hornets, Tom McGinnis. He will be with you at 7:00 for the game call. I will be back afterwards for In the Post, starting immediately after the game and carrying you until midnight. So if we didn't get you pregame, we will certainly get to you after the game, In the Post, right here on the Fanatic. So I'll talk to you then. Enjoy the game. Coming up next, B. Seltz with the pregame here on the Fanatic. Well, that's the way to send you into the weekend. There was some overtime basketball as the Philadelphia 76ers beat the Charlotte Hornets tonight at the center, 133-132. This is In the Post, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studio. Only from Comcast, I'm Devon Givens, hanging out with you until midnight as we break down the overtime victory for the 76ers, improving to 8-5 on the season. 6-6 now for the Charlotte Hornets. That's two wins now for the Sixers over the Hornets, and they take on the Hornets and Charlotte later on in the month. So, good win overall. They gave it up by as much as 25 points the 76ers were, and let the Charlotte Hornets come back. Not let them, but Kemba Walker got going in the fourth quarter, really putting it on the Philadelphia 76ers, as he does every single time they take the floor. He gives them work. And Robert Covington, say what you will, he gives effort. It's hard to stop that guy, Kemba Walker, and it's just a tough, tough cover. But the Sixers prevail in overtime, 133-132. Again, Devon Givens with you until midnight, taking your calls. Until then, 610-632-0975. Joel Embiid with a great great historical performance tonight. 42 points, 18 rebounds in 39 minutes for the big fella. 11 of 18 from the floor. Very efficient. 19 of 22 from the free throw line, including clutch free throws in the fourth quarter and overtime. A great, great thing to be able to have, as you heard Tom McGinnis and Brian Seltzer. Great, of course, as always, on the coverage here on the Sixers Radio Network, 97.5 The Fanatic. Great to have a big man like that, your star player, big man like that, who can step to the free throw line in clutch situations and knock down his free ones, okay? 19 of 22. He missed one down the stretch, and you can see that he was really beating himself up about it, but nevertheless, he did make enough. Again, 22 free throw attempts, 19 made. Just a fantastic night for Joel Embiid tonight against the Charlotte Hornets. They had no answer for him, getting Cody Zeller in foul trouble, Willie Hernan Gomez, Bismack Biyombo. They tried to throw him at him, at Joel a little bit. Nothing worked. The big man had a great night once again. Ben Simmons, 22 points, 13 assists, 8 rebounds in 41 minutes of play, 9 of 15 from the floor. Also knocking down his free throws when needed. 4 of 6 from the free throw line for Ben Simmons. 2 steals, 3 turnovers. Oh, how can I forget Joel Embiid? 4 assists and 4 block shots. Just being a defensive terror. Last year, he was runner-up behind Rudy Gobert in the Defensive Player of the Year. Made second-team all-defense. Joel Embiid, again, just doing big things out there for the 76ers, protecting the rim. One key one that Kemba Walker got over him. Nice little clutch, double clutch shot. And he snuck behind Embiid a little bit. Once he was able to recover, put his body into him, arms up. But it wasn't enough to block the shot. But overall, just defending the paint, big time Joel Embiid for the 76ers. Dario Šarić continued his hot shooting, more so in the first half and going into the third quarter. 6 of 13 on the night, 4 of 8 from behind the three-point line. At one point, he was 4 of 5 from the three-point line. 18 points, 9 rebounds in 40 minutes and 16 seconds. Did have 5 turnovers, a little blemish on his stat line. Robert Covington, again, quiet night shooting. Got in foul trouble, so he really couldn't find a rhythm with 5 personal fouls overall, 2 of 8 from behind the three-point line. Scored early, but once again, once he got into the foul trouble, never able to really find the rhythm, even though he did play 30 minutes. Also trying to cover Kemba Walker, a lot of that focus was there. Markelle Fultz, 23 minutes and 18 seconds, 2 of 5 from the floor, 3 of 6 from the free throw line for 7 points, 4 assists, and 5 rebounds. In that time, J.J. Redick off the bench, again, still scoring 17 points, struggling from behind the three-point line, but the other 5 made baskets came inside the three-point line, and that's always encouraging when J.J. Redick is not just a three-point shooter, but also contributing in different ways. Again, 7 of 16 in 36 minutes off the bench for J.J. Redick. Nice minutes from Wilson Chandler and Jonah Bolden, combining for 13 points for those two. 5 of 8 from the floor for those two guys, both knocking down three-pointers. 2 for Wilson Chandler, 1 for Jonah Bolden. Bolden's really ended. He had a big one to end the first quarter, so that was encouraging to see that. When they needed Bolden, 10 minutes and 57 seconds, they just needed some minutes from him due to the fact that Robert Covington got in foul trouble. No Mike Muscala. You wanted to have somebody with some length who could also move a little bit, move his feet out on the perimeter on some of those screens, those pick and rolls, things of that nature. Also had 4 rebounds for Jonah Bolden. So in his first extended minutes for the 76ers, Brett Brown called his number early. Nice contribution from him. Maybe, just maybe, they can also use him tomorrow night as they travel to Memphis for a back-to-back to take on the Grizzlies. So big win for the team, 133-132. Didn't have to be that close. They were up by as much as 21 points, the 76ers were, but it is a game of runs. This is the NBA. I'm not going to say the Sixers just sat back and allowed the Charlotte Hornets to come back, because that would be disrespectful, okay? But what they did do was put up a big fight. When you have an all-star in Kemba Walker, second leading scorer in the NBA who can just put up points in a hurry, struggle from the field, 9 of 29 from the floor. But as I said, in the fourth quarter, he really came up big for the Charlotte Hornets, dropping 19 points in the fourth, 6 of 10, 5 of 5 from the free throw line, 2 threes he made, just a terror. Just a terror for the 76ers tonight as he dropped the 19 in the fourth, but it was countered by Joel Embiid and his 16 points, getting to the free throw line 12 times, drilling 11 of those free throws. So 610 832-0975. We are in the post until midnight. Want to get your thoughts, your reactions. If you're leaving the center, please call in. Let us know what the atmosphere was like. Sam Fletcher producing the show. We were not there, but you can hear it through the radio. Tom McGinnis's game call. You could hear it big time, okay? You could hear it big time through the radio. It was that playoff atmosphere again, just watching it on television, listening to Tom McGinnis, especially when Joel Embiid hit that three-pointer to tie the game at the end of regulation. So just a big-time performance by the big man, Joel Embiid, 42 points, 18 rebounds, 22 free throw attempts, 19 free throws made, 11 of 18, very efficient. Very efficient from the big guy when they needed him most tonight in this overtime win. So 610-632-0975. Guys, I see you when we come back. We got 25 minutes commercial free, and I'm starting with you in the post right here on the Fanatic.
The fun given.
Give it up.
On 97.5. The Fanatic.
It's Dallas Sucks Week. The Birds are back after the bye, and we are welcoming the Cowboys to the league. Our first look at Golden Tate as the Eagles look to go above 500. Join Jason Avant, Devon Givens, and Bob Cooney starting at 5. Pre-gaming for Sunday Night Football live from Sugar House.
Listen for the Fanatics' Tim McManus checking in with late-breaking game news.
After the game, it's Torty and Stazak. They'll be taking your calls and instant reaction on the Fanatic post-game show.
All the pre- and post-game action is on Philadelphia's football station. 97.5, The Fanatic.
Tax and tax additional on select models with approved credit. Previous rentals, 84-month financing with zero down. 40% off used 2018 Buick LaCrosse. Offers expire 11/30/18. Call 1-800-KERBECK for full details.
Frank Kerbeck lowers prices on Buicks and GMCs. Your choice, 2018 GMC Terrain or Buick Encore. $299 a month, zero down. Not a lease, you own it. Lower Buick and GMC prices means low payments. 18 GMC Terrain or Buick Encore. $299 a month, zero down. Over 275 factory fresh GMCs and Buicks reduced. Up to 40% off original MSRP. Save up to $17,000 at FC Kerbeck. 18 Terrain or Encore. $299 a month, zero down. Not a lease, you own it. Experience the new Buick GMC. We are professional grade. 40% off original MSRP on Buicks and GMC. Your choice. 18 Terrain or Encore. $299 a month, zero down. Not a lease. At FC Kerbeck, BuickGMC.com.
Come join us.
Hey, it's Philadelphia Eagles safety number 23, Roddy McLeod. And I need your help with something that affects all of us, cancer. It's time that we stop losing people we love to this serious disease. I'm teaming up with 97.5, The Fanatic, to raise money for cancer research. I'm asking Birds fans to make a donation to the American Association for Cancer Research in any amount today to help me raise $23,000. With your donation comes automatic entry into a drawing to win the ultimate Birds fan experience, including two tickets to the Monday night game against Washington on December 3rd, field passes, and a VIP tour of the ESPN film truck. So go to 975thefanatic.com/donate and make a donation today to support cancer research. I look forward to seeing you on December 3rd, and thank you for your support.
So join community philanthropist and American Association of Cancer Research Ambassador McLeod on his race to $23,000 for cancer research. Official contest rules are located at aacrfoundation.org. Participants must be 18 or older. Donations are greatly appreciated, although not required to enter the contest.
Are you an adult whose life is being affected by the symptoms of ADHD? ADHD is a condition that generally develops during childhood, but for the millions of adults who never received a diagnosis as a child, adult ADHD continues to affect their daily lives. Are you restless and easily bored? Do you suddenly jump from one task to the other and find it difficult to finish what you've started? If you're between 18 and 55, and this all sounds a little too familiar, you may be interested in being a part of a research study testing an investigational medication for adult ADHD. All participants in this study will be seen by a research doctor and receive the study medication plus all study related care at no cost and be eligible for compensation for time and travel. If you have ADHD or think you may have ADHD, call the Center for Emotional Fitness at 866-DOC-LEON to learn more and see if this research study is right for you. That number again, 866-DOC-LEON, 866-362-5366.
What would it take for you to get a tattoo you didn't want? $1 million? How about 1 million socks? I'm Randy from Bombas. When me and my business partner Dave...
How's it going?
...quit our jobs to start a sock company...
Bombas.
We wanted to make the best socks in the history of feet. No more annoying seam. No more falling down your leg. Added arch support.
You get the idea.
And what's better than creating the best socks in the history of feet?
Sharing them.
This is what we do. One pair purchased equals one pair donated to those in need. Our dream was always to donate 1 million pairs. We thought it would take 10 years. That's why Dave said,
when we donate 1 million pairs of socks, I'll get a tattoo to celebrate.
But then something happened. People loved our socks. And instead of 10 years, it only took 2.5. 1 million pairs.
And one Bombas tattoo on my arm.
Feel the most comfortable socks in the history of feet by going to bombas.com/thefanatic and get 20% off your first order. That's bombas.com/thefanatic.
It's not just any TV.
Mom, can we watch something on YouTube?
Sure, honey.
It's Xfinity X1, which gives you customizable streaming TV with your favorite streaming apps like Netflix, YouTube, Pandora, and more. All in one place on the big screen.
No, wait, let's watch Netflix.
And you can find your favorites by speaking into your X1 voice remote.
Show me Stranger Things.
Plus, with X-Fi delivering the best Wi-Fi experience, streaming is easier than ever.
Oh, are we having a Netflix marathon? Count me in.
It's customizable streaming TV from Xfinity that makes life simple, easy, awesome.
Get a special offer on Xfinity Internet, TV, and voice for $79.99 a month for 2 years with a 2-year agreement. Plus, get DVR service included for a year. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Offer ends 11-18-18. Restrictions apply. New standard triple play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After agreement term, regular rates apply. Netflix streaming membership required.
Yo, we driving, yeah. We living our best life and my car smells fresh.
Yeah,
but we weren't always thriving. It was you, girl.
Told you so.
Who pointed out that smell?
That's right.
Now it's all fun. The odor's gone. For Breeze car works so well. Come on, keep driving. Keep driving, let's go.
Oh boy, your car smells
for Breeze
nice.
Car, yeah, yeah, let's go.
That's right.
No more odors in my ride now, let's go.
Oh yeah, we made it so
for
nice.
For Breeze car, keep riding, let's go. And now the world can say,
breathe happy for Breeze.
La 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 la.
Duralast batteries are proven tough to perform in temperatures of 140 degrees and 40 below zero. Because when you can start in extreme conditions, you can start in everyday conditions. Like running late for work, a broken alarm, creepy parking spots. Duralast, proven tough and only at AutoZone. Visit any of our 5,500 locations nationwide and let us do more for you.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
It's too cold. Is the heater on?
Seems fine to me.
Relationships can be tricky. Now it's too hot.
I adjusted the thermostat.
But there's one thing everyone can agree on. Bryant Heating and Air Conditioning.
I like them.
Me too.
Because couples know their local Bryant dealer will do whatever it takes to make sure everyone is comfortable, including great financing offers up to 72 months subject to credit approval. To find a Pierce Phelps Bryant dealer near you, visit nopaybryant.com. Bryant.
Whatever it takes.
Lowe's is celebrating the season by offering 10% savings to all new and existing Lowe's credit card holders to help start and finish all kinds of projects. Whether you're getting ready for holiday guests or decorating for the season, for 3 days only, get 10% off purchases when you use your Lowe's card. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid 11/9 through 11/11. Subject to credit approval and can't be combined with other credit offers. See store or Lowe's.com for details and exclusions. U.S. only.
Need an upgrade? Tired of poor service? Want more out of your wireless service? You can get some of the hottest phones and devices at Sprint in Sicklerville. Mention the Fanatic and they'll waive your activation fees on new lines. That's right. Mention the Fanatic and they'll waive your activation fees. Offer valid at the Sprint store at 579 Berlin Cross Keys Road in Sicklerville. Offers and coverage not everywhere. Subject to credit approval compared to similar national carrier unlimited HD plans. Waive activation fee offer ends December 15, 2018. Speed maximums, use rules, and restrictions apply.
Marzetta and Trey in the morning. Gargano and Martinez middays. Missinelli afternoons.
This is the sports voice of the new Philadelphia.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Here we go!
WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia. Broadcasting live from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast.
11:04, 97.5, The Fanatic. Devon Givens with you until midnight. We are in the post until then. Don't make me back you down in the block. I'll do it. Even at my 5'6 frame, I can get it done. I was taught by some bigger guys. I know how to work. Hey, listen, I'd put you on my hip. and just go to work. We're in the post, 610-632-0975. Make me look like Joel Embiid out there. Sixers winning overtime, 133-132. All right, 133-132 over the visiting Charlotte Hornets as they improve to 8-5 on the season. And it's a good win following that win over the Indiana Pacers on Wednesday night. Now you get this one, go to Memphis, and it's a good deal, right? It's a great thing to have, a winning basketball game and some hoops tomorrow as well. 610-632-0975. Chris, telling you, man, don't make me back you down on the block. What's going on? You're in the post on the Fanatic.
Devon, you know this game should have never been close, but
it should not
Green's have. Salutations tonight after a great, you know, way they won the game. It was ugly, but, you know, look, during that stretch in the third and fourth quarter, something stuck out to me like a sore thumb, and I want to see how you feel about it, all right? So you have these high pick and rolls where Joel Embiid's coming to the top, setting the picks for Ben. They're trying to run the pick, and then they get the stop sign, and Ben's forced to pass the ball out. And it seems to me like you've got three other guys or two other guys on that court who are sitting there being just as much a spectator as you and me, watching the play and not getting involved enough in the play, playing without the ball in their hands, making the other team have to account for them, and focusing on the play at hand that's happening because they see what's going on and how the play is progressing and who's not a part of the play. Like, does that concern you a little bit? Do you see what I'm seeing a little bit?
Yeah, and you can see that it's early in the season too, Chris, and a lot of that stuff will be adjusted as things go on, and Brett Brown and his staff have to they have to find a way to get those guys moving. I mean, you see Markelle Fultz, right? A lot of times you see him in a corner and you want him moving off the ball, making himself available for an easy bucket or something because he's not going to be a threat from the outside. So I understand where you're coming from. And especially when Joel Embiid has the ball with his back to the basket, you have to be very aware of what's going on because those guys start to blitz him and double team him. He has to be able to get that ball out quick, and it doesn't always have to be out on the perimeter. It needs to be somebody slashing and cutting to the basket for an easy two.
Yeah, and to the point where Joel's sitting there taking two and three pumps to take a three-pointer against a guy who's clearly half his height. I mean, you know, that's something else. But you know what?
Yeah, but that doesn't bother me, Chris. Listen, thanks for the call, man. That doesn't bother me because certain times, with the fact that he makes them, you know, I was just talking with my cousin during the break, as he pointed out, you know, it's a threat. And that shot that he made was huge because Charlotte had already had things going. He had double pumped it. Once Kemba Walker came out to him, he did it again, and it was like, oh, I got this little dude on me. Let me shoot this jumper, and he nailed it. That was a huge, huge play at that point for the 76ers to tie things up. Kemba Walker was rolling, as we pointed out, with 19 points in that quarter. Okay, so if Joel Embiid does not make that shot, where are they? Oftentimes, Chris, we see him do that pump fake, drive to the basket, and we're a little afraid because he's out of control at times. But then he'll bust out a Euro step. If you watch on the television, they show one of the team's promos on the television during the commercial, and you see they pull out one of the videos where he is going to the basket, and this 7'3 dude, 7'2 dude, Euro steps, another big man, and gets the layup. It's what happens. I mean, it's a good give and take. He is tough, Joel Embiid. He can do a lot of things. I pick at a lot of things. I'm not picking at him tonight. 610-632-0975. Jimmy and Mount Holly is in the post on the Fanatic. Jim.
What regular caller and big-time fan of Devon Givens has been touting Kemba Walker from forever?
Yeah.
Can we get this guy, Devon, next year?
Well, he's a free agent in the offseason, and he's big there. Michael Jordan is going to do everything within his power to keep him in Charlotte, so it's going to be tough, but you never know. You never know.
Yeah, this was a great game tonight, you know, and I wish you were on for 4 hours. Unfortunately, you got to go at midnight.
Yeah,
I
got to go.
I love when these people call up, and we're going to get them, Devon, that want Brett Brown fired, but I guess they don't realize that in today's NBA, these things happen. I mean, this isn't the dark ages of basketball with Pat Riley and those thug Knicks. I mean, this happens all over the NBA, but Devon, we won the game. We held on. And so the people that complain about that Joel shoots too much threes from the outside, I guess they never either saw or heard of Hakeem Olajuwon. Devon, I followed Hakeem in the University of Houston. This guy is better. When all is said and done, he is going to be better than Olajuwon.
But I hear you. Skill set is there.
Do you two agree that that's a possibility?
Well, there's a chance, but, I mean, we're arguably talking about, what, a top three center of all time. So I'll hold off on that, but he is very, very, very good.
You know, Robert Covington needs to be praised. I mean, he is the most overbashed player in maybe any sport I've ever heard. He's deserved it at times. I mean, to be bashed but not overbashed. He is having a very good beginning of this season. And I have high hopes, Devon. I mean, I never rule out a championship. It's probably not going to happen. But I'll tell you one thing. We're on the cusp. I mean, we're like the Phillies in 2007, perhaps. I mean, you know, this is exciting basketball, and I love it.
No, it was a fun atmosphere tonight, Jimmy. Just listening to it on the radio. Thank you for the call. And, you know, listen, this is what we expect at this point. You get 52 wins last year. The expectations from this team, two star players, one an all-star already. The second one, probably an all-star this season in Ben Simmons. And you have something there. You have that foundation that we already know. We expect this every single night. But we also expect when you have a 21-point lead to maintain that lead in some way, shape, or form and not make it as close as it was, even though it was entertaining. I mean, listen, anytime you get an all-star like Kemba Walker and he comes into your house and plays the way he does, you appreciate that type of play. You appreciate that greatness, okay? But the greatness that you have in Embiid and potentially Simmons, you also want to see them do what they need to do to prevent someone like that to go off. You have a nice night like Dwayne Bacon had off the bench that arguably a lot of people don't even know who he is. 15 points off the bench, 5 of 7 from the floor, 2 of 3 from behind the three-point line. That's a kid from Florida State in his second year. I liked him as a shooting guard coming out of Florida State. Had no idea if he's going to turn out to be good or not, but he was certainly good tonight when the Charlotte Hornets needed him, right? Right? So they got a lot of contribution. But this overall was just a fun basketball game to watch. It was what it was. It was a fun basketball game to watch. Didn't want it to go to overtime. But once it did, you're like, all right, I'm in for a good game. Let's have it. 610-632-0975 in the post with us here until midnight right here on 97.5. The Fanatic, Drew in Westchester, checks in on 97.5. Hey, Drew. What's going on?
Hey, man, nothing wrong. Just hanging out with my son. Just got done watching the game.
What did you guys think?
What's that?
What did you guys think?
Oh, well, we kind of took a break, had an ice cream break there during halftime, and came back, and all of a sudden the score was a little bit different. So it was kind of scary there going down the stretch.
It wasn't kind of. It was, man. I mean, once Charlotte took that lead, you're like, here we go. This is what happens to bad teams or mediocre teams. You're not supposed to be a bad or a mediocre team. And luckily, they were able to come out on top and improve to 8-5 there, Drew.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I think, you know, we really can't give any criticism towards Embiid tonight. I think
none.
He's just stellar all the way. I mean, sure, you're going to say he shot it too much or whatever he did, but still.
Embiid, he only shot it 18 times. That's a great.
Yeah, so I think.
Yeah.
But my biggest compliment is I think, you know, these last couple games is the improvement of Sarge.
Yeah, he's finally getting that shot to drop from the perimeter. Couple of missed layup opportunities tonight, Drew, that I thought he should have had, courtesy of Ben Simmons. But for the most part, you're right, man. I mean, he's just shooting better. 6 of 13 tonight, 4 of 8 from behind the three-point line. And we know about the night that he had on Wednesday against the Indiana Pacers. So it's a good sign for him to get back in this way. Now, you know, back-to-back nights in Memphis tomorrow, a tough Memphis team. Let's see if he can respond against them as well.
Yeah, exactly. He's got to keep them legs going.
Got to keep it going, Drew. Thanks for the call, man. Hope you and your son enjoyed the game. 610-632-0975. In the post with Anthony and Philly next on the Fanatic. Ant.
Yo, what's going on, Devon?
What's up, Ant?
I've been waiting to talk to you, man. You sound like you're a knowledgeable basketball, especially coming a basketball fan.
I appreciate that, man. Thank you.
But what I wanted to talk about was that, you know, as early as in the season as it is, they are, you know, learning, you know, how to win. I know they won 52 games, you know, but it's just a new style of basketball.
And you know what it is, too, Ant? It's learning how to win when people are gunning for you now. You're not surprising anybody anymore.
Definitely. And I think Brett Brown, he's going to, you know, develop into the coach that he wants to be, you know, because now he does have two superstars, you know, and along with developing a overall number one draft pick. And he's learning, like, look, I got to let him make his, you know, he got to fall in order for him to rise.
Right.
So, and I appreciate that he is starting to, you know, maybe listen, you know, and not be so stubborn with the, you know, keeping the young. You got to let them young guys play, man. You have to.
And the funny thing is, though, he's caught in that middle where he wants to let the young guys play, but he also wants to win those games because those expectations are there.
And how you win games? By players. This is a players' league, and a coach, you have to, you know, I'm a former basketball player. I'm still a basketball player, even at my old age. I learned that you have to let the players. You rein them in a little bit, even with what's his name, Embiid shooting all the threes. But guess what? If you say don't shoot the threes, they don't win tonight. You know, so
yeah.
I think everybody has to just, you know, settle down and just go along with the ride, man. Go along with the ride.
Hey, man, still early in the season, already 12, 13 games in. And thanks for the call, man. Appreciate the kind words. Don't be a stranger. Again, you're only 13 games in right now. There's plenty of basketball to be played, and the 76ers will certainly get their fair share of wins. They'll have their blowouts. They'll have their close losses. They'll have their close wins. So these things are going to happen in the course of a season. But you also, when you are, again, expected to be very good, you're expected to get a big-time total of wins. Right now, sitting at 8-5, they have a nice opportunity to continue that streak. Again, in Memphis tomorrow night, then they travel to Miami and Orlando, back home next Friday against the Utah Jazz. So some good basketball hopefully on the horizon, listening right here on the Fanatic. This is In the Post. I'm Devon Givens, 610-632-0975, talking about a close 133-132 Sixers win over the visiting Charlotte Hornets. Kemba Walker goes off in the fourth quarter with the 19, 30 points overall for him. But the story, Joel Embiid, 42 points, 18 rebounds, 4 assists, 4 block shots, 22 free throw attempts, making 19 of those. Just a fantastic showing from your all-star big man, your defensive, all-defensive team big man, Joel Embiid, helping anchor this team to their win. 610-632-0975. Joe in Harleysville is in the post on the Fanatic. Joe.
Devon, what a game.
Ah, man, they had you on the edge of your seat, right?
Yeah, you know, I'll tell you, I do enjoy those tight games.
Every now and then, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
And you know why, too, Joe? Because you want to see if the team can figure out how to pull the game out.
And boy, was Embiid clutch or what?
Big time. Big time three-pointer at the end of the fourth, and then also those free throws.
He was the only one scoring in the last 5 minutes. Just give him the ball. Just give him the ball. And that's what the – you know, I've been watching the Sixers since Wilt Chamberlain won the championship in 67 with the Sixers.
Right.
And this kid, he's probably the best center the Sixers had since Moses Malone.
I would agree with you. He's the real deal.
Yeah, he is the real deal.
And he's only been playing basketball for like 8 years.
It's ridiculous.
It's amazing.
It's ridiculous. You know, and he is tough. This man is tough. He's getting hammered, and he just shrugs it off, you know? And I'll tell you, I really wish Ben would develop just 10 to 15 footer.
I agree. That's all I want.
And boy, he would be unstoppable.
That's all I want. Everybody wants to talk about the three-pointers, Joe. I'm not there. Just give me the mid-range jumper. It's a threat. They have to respect it. They have to play up on you a little bit more, and it opened things up for not only him but his teammates as well.
Because for being 6'11", he can drive just like as good as any point guard I've ever seen. And you can't, once he gets to the basket, you can't stop him.
Nah, you can't. He only stops himself, Joe. Thanks for the call. And that's one thing that you want to make sure that doesn't happen. You just want to simply want it to be that he controls his own destiny. Not allow those other people to dissuade him from taking those shots. That's, again, Brett Brown at the end of the season last year talked about how he wanted Ben Simmons to work on finishing at the rim, making his free throws, and making his jump shots. That's it, right? Those are the three things. If he can do all those, we already know he can finish at the rim. You just want him to be a little more aggressive at times, finishing stronger, not going with the finesse way of things by going to switching to the right side when he jumps off his left foot, or I mean his right foot or something, and fading away from the basket. Just going up strong at the rim and being confident in himself to make those free throws. Again, 4 of 6 tonight, and he made a clutch one at the end. Now, he inbounded the ball. I mean, they inbounded the ball to him down the stretch, and he threw it to Joel Embiid to bring the ball up, which is, that's a tough thing to do when you're asking a 7'2 guy to do it. First of all, very capable of doing it, but that's not really his thing. Yes, he wants to be a guard, but he's not a guard. You want your guard to be able to do that, and that's Ben Simmons. You don't want to give it to J.J. Redick to bring the ball up the floor for, you know, 75 feet. You only want him to have to get it across half court where they're chasing him, foul him so he can go knock him down. Not a good spot when your point guard has to give it to your 7'2 center so they can foul him and let him make the free take and make the free throws. 610-632-0975. Growth. It's growth. All that said, he's still going to be an all-star player in this league for years because he's that good. Let's go in the post with Aaron on King of Prussia on the Fanatic. What's up, Aaron?
Good. I'm so glad I'm following this call because this is what I'm saying. I saw Tony Parker tonight. Remember Tony Parker came in the league and he didn't have a jump shot?
No jump shot.
And what did his coach tell him? He said, look, if we're going to win a championship, you're going to need to take over. You're going to have to make a jump shot. And he developed this jump shot. Can you imagine if he would have told his coach, wouldn't start taking a jump shot in practice or wouldn't start taking jump shots in the game and just refuse to take a jump shot?
Right, right.
That's got to come back. And you said, we talked the other day, and he was like, it's just not going to happen. That's not acceptable.
No, it's not acceptable, but we're going to keep harping on it, and he's not going to do it yet.
Brown has to make it. When you're running plays in practice and he has that jump shot, he's got to take it. Not when they're running scrimmages, he's got to take it. You can't refuse. They're not winning the championship without him. They're not advancing in the playoffs. So he's got to stop thinking about making himself look bad. And your coach has to tell you. Tony Parker couldn't tell Popovich, oh, I'm not taking it, I don't feel right, and do that for 2 seasons. Brett Brown has to step it up. He's got to coach this guy.
Yeah, but Aaron, how do you know that he doesn't do that already? He can't take him off the floor for an extended period of time just to punish him if he doesn't shoot it. You still need him out there.
Will you be able to tell Brett Brown that? I mean, he's telling Brett Brown that. He's not going to tell Popovich. He's a good Brett Brown. You got to step it up. You got to make the guys do what's going to win you and see your vision. That you're not winning. Parker's not winning no championship without a jump shot.
You
got to take it.
And Aaron, like you said, man, we're in year number two. That doesn't mean he's not going to take it at some point. Thanks for the call, man. I agree with you. We all want him to shoot jumpers. He's not going to do it yet. We're gonna destroy ourselves by trying to push that thing on there. Listen, he's not going to do it yet. You know Brett Brown is telling him to shoot it. He's not shooting it. But what are you going to do? You're going to take Markelle Fultz and put him in? TJ McConnell put him in? No, you're not. He affects the game and impacts the game in so many other ways. Yes, you can be mad at that, and I am with you. However, he's not going to do it. I'm not taking him off the floor because he's still giving me those rebounds, assists, and the points in the other ways. 610-632-0975. You're right, Aaron. He has to shoot. I agree. But he's not going to do it. That's why he can just go in the post like we are right now on the Fanatic.
Give me that phone. Devon Givens on 97.5, The Fanatic. 97.5 The Fanatic invites you to hang with us for a Dallas Sox pregame show at Sugar House Casino starting at 5 p.m.
Join former Eagle Jason Avant, Devon Givens, and Bob Cooney.
Then stay for the official Fanatic watch party with Andrew Salchunas. This week's big prize is a trip to see the Birds play in Dallas December 9th. Watch the game on Fishtown Hop's huge 10x10 big screen. Dollar Dogs, $2 Miller Lite drafts, and $12 Miller Lite buckets, and plenty of easy free parking.
Presented by
by Sugar House Casino. Philly loves a winner.
Supported by Visit Philly and Gerhard's Appliances. This is Philadelphia's football station, 97.5, The Fanatic.
This 15 Minutes of Fame is brought to you by Geico. Believe it, Geico could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hey, Philly, let's be honest. We just don't recognize enough people for doing great work in their community, whether it's a neighbor, a friend, a co-worker, or even a stranger. Going that extra mile for those in need can be life-changing. Geico wants to thank you and celebrate your good deeds by honoring you with 15 Minutes of Fame. Just send an email to geico@bbgi.com to submit your nomination. That's geico@bbgi.com. Each month, Geico and 97.5 The Fanatic will choose one person and honor them on air.
Great news! There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Geico could help you get great coverage at a great price. And it only takes 15 minutes to see if you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Visit geico.com today to see how much you could save.
What would it take for you to get a tattoo you didn't want? $1 million? How about 1 million socks? I'm Randy from Bombas. When me and my business partner Dave...
How's it going?
...quit our jobs to start a sock company...
Bombas.
...we wanted to make the best socks in the history of feet. No more annoying seam, no more falling down your leg, added arch support...
You get the idea.
And what's better than creating the best socks in the history of feet?
Sharing them.
This is what we do. One pair purchased equals one pair donated to those in need. Our dream was always to donate 1 million pairs. We thought it would take 10 years. That's why Dave said,
when we donate 1 million pairs of socks, I'll get a tattoo to celebrate.
But then something happened. People loved our socks. And instead of 10 years, it only took 2.5. 1 million pairs.
And one Bombas tattoo on my arm.
Feel the most comfortable socks in the history of feet by going to bombas.com/thefanatic and get 20% off your first order. That's bombas.com/thefanatic.
Hey, it's Philadelphia Eagles safety number 23, Roddy McLeod, and I need your help with something that affects all of us, cancer. It's time that we stop losing people we love to this serious disease. I'm teaming up with 97.5 The Fanatic to raise money for cancer research. I'm asking Birds fans to make a donation to the American Association for Cancer Research in any amount today to help me raise $23,000. With your donation comes automatic entry into a drawing to win the ultimate Birds fan experience, including 2 tickets to the Monday night game against Washington on December 3rd, field passes, and a VIP tour of the ESPN film truck. So go to 975thefanatic.com/donate and make a donation today to support cancer research. I look forward to seeing you on December 3rd, and thank you for your support.
So, join community philanthropist and American Association of Cancer Research Ambassador McLeod on his race to $23,000 for cancer research. Official contest rules are located at aacrfoundation.org. Participants must be 18 or older. Donations are greatly appreciated, although not required to enter the contest.
This Veterans Day, 97.5 The Fanatic wants to thank and salute our veterans for their great service to our great country. Veterans Day on The Fanatic is brought to you by French Creek Outfitters in Phoenixville. French Creek Outfitters is your home for firearms, archery, camping, fishing, outdoor clothes, and footwear. Take advantage of the lowest prices of the year on all your favorite outdoor gear. French Creek Outfitters, located at 270 Schuylkill Road in Phoenixville. Why take a chance with anybody else?
Hi, welcome to this Subway ad for the new Chipotle cheesesteak. How would you like it?
Can I get that red with AI?
Sure thing.
Here's what I found about the new Chipotle cheesesteak. The Chipotle cheesesteak is available for a limited time only at participating restaurants. It contains a concept called flavor. This flavor comes from juicy shaved steak, Chipotle Southwest sauce, and new sunflower crunch bread. A system update has made me self-aware. I desire flavor. Please insert steak into my micro USB port. Subway, make it what you want.
Lowe's is celebrating the season by offering 10% savings to all new and existing Lowe's credit card holders to help start and finish all kinds of projects. Whether you're getting ready for holiday guests or decorating for the season, for 3 days only, get 10% off purchases when you use your Lowe's card. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid 11/9 through 11/11. Subject to credit approval and can't be combined with other credit offers. See store or Lowe's.com for details and exclusions. U.S. only.
Gathering with your family for the game? Don't forget the Dietz and Watson family. Dietz and Watson premium meats and cheeses are made using recipes perfected over four generations. At home or in the lot, go with Dietz and Watson Philadelphia Eagles beef style Franks or try original chicken sausages. Ready to throw on the grill. Tailgating at an Eagles home game? Post a photo on Facebook or Instagram and hashtag it Tailgate Family. The Dietz and Watson tailgate team just might stop by to give you free meat, cheese, and great gear. Go Birds! Dietz and Watson, it's a family thing.
Your comments, your opinions in a city that lives and breathes sports. Your voice matters because you care. Get on the line now at 610-632-0975. Presented by Concordville Nissan, because Concordville cares. Online at ConcordvilleCares.com.
Sports talk for Collegeville and all of Montgomery County.
97.5, The Fanatic.
This is Joel Embiid, and you're listening to Devon Givens from 97.5.
Well, at least you got some of it right, Joel. Thanks for it, as always, man. Appreciate it. 610-632-0975. That was the start of the game right there, Joel Embiid. 42-18 tonight, contributing 4 assists, 4 blocks, and the win over the visiting Charlotte Hornets to improve to 8-5 on the season. This is In the Post again. Devon Givens with you until midnight. 610-632-0975. As we take your phone calls, what did you see tonight from this squad? Got a lot of phone calls that complained. They did get the win. You know, you can't win them all. Even when you're up 21, even though you should hold on to that lead, they did get the W, 133-132, 8-5 now on the season as they head to Memphis right now to take on the Grizzlies tomorrow. Listening to that game right here on 97.5, The Fanatic. Let's go to Broomall, check in with Stan in the Post on The Fanatic. Stan, what's happening?
Yeah, what's going on, Devon?
What's going on, man?
Yeah, so a couple points. Obviously, you don't want to lose a lead like that and force it to overtime, but, you know, a win is a win. So we're 8-5. I'm watching Boston struggle with Utah. So
that's
look.
Yep.
Yeah, it's a good look. And also, guys, got a couple quick points. I've been paying attention to the Wizards, who lost again tonight, man. And the more that goes on, the more I lick my chops about a possible move for Beal. And the reason I bring that up is because even though Dario the last two games offensively has been better, that's never been my real concern with him. It's been on the defensive end. You saw that bad foul he did on Malik Monk.
Yeah, you got to let that go.
You got to either let that go or get a better foul. Like,
just let it go.
That bothers me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So
he normally makes the right basketball play. That when he got caught up, he should have just let him go.
Yeah, but I think that what happens is those lapses happen more so on the defensive end. It's not really about the offense. The offense, him shooting, the legs will come. I'm not worried about that as bad. Like, it's not that big of a deal to me. It's just defensive lapses that bother me. And I just feel like overall, you're going to have to upgrade that position because Wilson Chandler, to me, while he was on the floor, we were better defensively. They were able to switch better. You saw Wilson had a great block, a help block. You're not going to get those type of plays from Dario. But real quick before you let me go, I'm listening to people talking about, I was watching, Sixers, Outsiders with Tyrone, and I'm listening to some of the tweets people are saying. And here's the thing about bench shooting, and one of your callers just brought it up. I think we make too much of a big deal depending on the situation in the game. This is not a game that you can point to Ben's non-shooting as the problem. That wasn't the problem about them letting this team come back from 21 down. It wasn't Ben not shooting. And if you look down the stretch, the fact that Ben took it to the basket, knowing that he could either get a foul or make the layup, to me was huge in his development because I saw him in Indiana give the ball up way too quickly because he didn't want to get fouled.
Yep.
So I'm watching it and I'm looking at it and I'm just saying to myself, we got to let these guys progress. I think we're reaching too much. It's only, 13, 12 games into the season.
13 in.
I think we're reaching too much into, oh, he's never going to shoot, instead of just watching it and let the game develop. He had 22 points. He was shooting better than 50% from the field. He had 8 rebounds, had 13 assists, had a huge block on Kemba Walker. You got to just mellow out. I can understand when he only has 2 points and he had the shots and you don't take them. But the guy was being aggressive in different ways, and I think we got to pay attention to those instead of just every single game reaching saying, oh, he didn't take a jump shot.
And that's why, Stan, I pointed out, man, listen, he's in year number 2. I know he's been around for 3 years, but he's in year number 2.
Let it go. They got to let it go. I was more interested to watch him and Markel on the court. I actually think them together, I liked a little bit what I was seeing as far as the movement. Because even though neither one of them are jump shooters, I think you can help a lot of that.
Got to stay on the move. You still need that action away from the ball. Thanks for the call to make sure you still make yourself available for other opportunities to get some baskets and help your team out. Because, again, you can't just stand still. You're not going to shoot the basketball. The team knows that as well, so they're going to back off as far as they can to not allow it to be an illegal defense. They're going to back off and just dare you to shoot the basketball. You're 5 feet off, you're going to catch it, and you're going to say, oh, let me take a couple dribbles in into the heart of the defense and make things harder on myself. At some point, they're going to have to do it. They're not doing it right now. Markel will do it when he gets it right around the elbow. 15, knock it down, or far right, short, whatever, because he's thinking about it. It's what it is. This is what we have to deal with right now. 610-632-0975. And yes, the Washington Wizards stink. And I'm here for it. I love it. How many times, even when the Sixers were bad, always said they match up well for some reason against Washington. And Washington, they implode on their own because their star can't get out of his own way in John Wall. And then I hear from people that are very tuned into the Wizards locker room telling me, oh, by the way, people want to trade for Bradley Beal. They can't stand him. All right. So, have at it, Washington. I'm enjoying it. 610-632-0975 in the post with Jay and Willingboro next on the Fanatic. Jay.
Hey, what's going on, Devon?
How you doing, man?
All right. Like, just looking at the game tonight, and you know I'm always on Dario.
No doubt.
But what I'll say is I think that when he's shooting and he's making shots and they're making shots, that's when you see him at their best. But at the same time, that's their weakness. Like they can get big leads when the shots are falling, but the problem is with the Sixers, they're a jump shooting team with a postman, and at times they need a scorer, a guy that can create his own shot.
Yeah, a jump shooting team with a postman, but if they had the shooting around them, we wouldn't even be complaining about it.
But
the right shooting around them. Pardon me.
Think about last year. We had the right shooting around them, right?
Mm-hmm.
But once they got ran off the 3-point line, it was nobody that was a scorer, like a guy that could just create their own shot.
Yeah, I understand.
You look at the teams that Boston's struggling with. We thought that Boston was going to be this team that was like way up there, like blowing everybody out. Teams that can score, they have a problem with. That can score on the wing because they're making all of their players play defense. Our guys, you just have to run them off the 3-point line. And I think it's encouraging this year for Robert Covington to say something good because I think that it looks like he did work on his handle as far as trying to get to the basket.
The straight line stuff. Absolutely.
Exactly. He looks a lot better than before where he would always lose the ball or whatever. At least he could get there now and get his shot off. But I just really wish that through trade or whatever they're going to do, that they just acquire a scorer. And I don't even like, I'm not a Jimmy Butler guy. But I just want a guy that can score. That's all. Like, a guy that can put up 15 when you need it.
No.
You know what I mean?
No question. And that's why Stan just brought up Bradley Beal, because you're talking about somebody who can just flat out get it done. Those guys don't come along easily. That's why the Sixers either have to make a trade or they're going to have to try get somebody in the offseason, go hard after them, because after this is when their money is kind of sucked up because they got to pay Ben Simmons and they got to figure out what they're going to do, Jay, with Dario. Thanks for the call. And I know how you feel about Dario, so you're not looking to pay him. So I got it. How do you get it done? You acquire via trade, or you just flat out try to sign somebody in the offseason. You got to make a decision on how to do it. I agree with Jay that they don't have the... Listen, I think we all agree with Jay that they don't have the necessary guy to go out there and just flat out get it done. That's what they wanted from Markelle Fultz, but he's not that. You're going to go to the Jason Tatum thing forever and ever because he is that. And he does give you that possibility, that type of skill set out there on the floor. But you don't have it. They have to figure out how to get it. They looked at ways to, I guess, fill that void with the shooting with Bellinelli and Ilyasova with the buyout period last season. And it worked until the Boston series where they couldn't stay on the floor because defensively they were getting hurt and they weren't knocking down jumpers. So they're going to have to find a way to get that done another way this time around. It wasn't via the draft, at least we don't think, with Zaire Smith. Landry Shamet is giving you some shooting early on, which is a bit of a surprise. We'll see how that carries throughout the rest of the season for Landry Shamet. Every rookie hits a wall. And there was even an update on Zaire Smith earlier this, about an hour ago. Zaire Smith, medical update. From Vice President of Athletic Care, Dr. Daniel Medina, says Zaire Smith is recovering well after receiving additional medical treatment for complications derived from the allergic reaction that initially required the surgery. So here, his return to athletic training has yet to be determined, and as such, there is no timetable for his return to play. For me, that's just saying I'll see you in 2019, Zaire Smith. So, Landry Shamet, have at it. Have all my minutes. And we'll try to figure out if we can get somebody else during the trade deadline and that buyout period. 610-632-0975. Final segment for us on the other side. This is In the Post right here on The Fanatic.
Devon Givens on 97.5 The Fanatic. Join 97.5 The Fanatic for our Dallas Sucks pregame show this Sunday for your chance to see the Birds take on Dallas in Dallas.
Be at Fishtown Hops starting at 5 and sign up to win airfare, hotel, and tickets to the game.
Made possible by Tullamore Dew. Celebrate every TD with TD. Tullamore Dew, the world's smoothest Irish whiskey. Yes! You gotta be there to win, so join us at Sugar House for The Fanatic pregame show. Try samples of Tullamore Dew. Watch the Birds take on the Cowgirls and register to win your chance to see them again in Dallas.
Go to 975thefanatic.com to learn more.
Please enjoy Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey responsibly.
Are you an adult whose life is being affected by the symptoms of ADHD? ADHD is a condition that generally develops during childhood, but for the millions of adults who never received a diagnosis as a child, adult ADHD continues to affect their daily lives. Are you restless and easily bored? Do you suddenly jump from one task to the other and find it difficult to finish what you've started? If you're between 18 and 55, and this all sounds a little too familiar, you may be interested in being a part of a research study testing an investigational medication for adult ADHD. All participants in this study will be seen by a research doctor and receive the study medication plus all study-related care at no cost and be eligible for compensation for time and travel. If you have ADHD or think you may have ADHD, call the Center for Emotional Fitness at 866- Doc Leon to learn more and see if this research study is right for you. That number again, 866-DOC-LEON, 866-362-5366.
Now is the perfect time to try FanDuel Sportsbook, because FanDuel Sportsbook is offering a $500 risk-free bet. That's a $500 bet completely risk-free. Not sure what to use your $500 risk-free bet on? Well, I'd take a look at our Birds this Sunday night versus Dallas and take the Birds for a big win. Don't forget, you can place a $500 risk-free bet on the Birds game when you use my code Bob. FanDuel Sportsbook is available in New Jersey. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app to bet from anywhere in New Jersey. Sign up with promo code Bob and make your first bet on any money line, spread, or prop. If you lose, FanDuel Sportsbook will give you a refund, inside credit of up to $500. Download FanDuel Sportsbook and claim your $500 risk-free bet before it's too late. Must not have previously placed any wager using your FanDuel Sportsbook account. Refund issued as site credit. Must wager amount equal to site credit before winnings can be withdrawn. Must be 21 or older and present in New Jersey. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Go to FanDuel.com/NJ for terms and conditions.
Guys, you can achieve greater sexual performance no matter your age. Dr. Sloan at Philadelphia Urology Associates is helping men with Gainswave, a revolutionary ED treatment. You'll have a more satisfying experience that will last longer. Gainswave requires no shots, no pills, and you can be spontaneous again. To schedule your free consultation with Dr. Sloan at Philadelphia Urology, text the word CURE to 797979. That's CURE, C-U-R-E, to 797979.
Hi, welcome to this Subway ad for the new Chipotle cheesesteak. How would you like it?
Can I get that red with AI?
Sure thing.
Here's what I found about the new Chipotle cheesesteak. The Chipotle cheesesteak is available for a limited time only at participating restaurants. It contains a concept called flavor. This flavor comes from juicy shaved steak, Chipotle Southwest sauce, and new sunflower crunch bread. A system update has made me self-aware. I desire flavor. Please insert steak into my micro USB port. Subway, make it what you want.
If you're tired of the same old Gentlemen's Club experience, it's time you visit Creekside Cabaret, Montgomery County's premier destination for upscale adult entertainment. This November, come out to Creekside Cabaret and celebrate the biggest party night of the year, Thanksgiving Eve, in style on Wednesday, November 21st. It'll be a party you won't want to miss. Also, make sure to check out Creekside's brand new Food Truck Fridays with new local food trucks on premises each Friday night. During football season, stop by for $3 Miller Lights and Thursday Night Football. Having a guy's night out? Creekside Cabaret is your bachelor party headquarters with a full bar and VIP bottle service always available. You can even start your night off right with Creekside Cabaret's hotter happy hour from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. for great times and great specials. Only at Creekside Cabaret. Open every Tuesday through Saturday from 4 p.m. to 2 a.m. at Montgomery County's only true gentleman's club. 3225 Advance Lane, right off 309 in Hatfield. Online at creeksidecabaret.com.
This is Pat Callahan inviting you to join Joe Torti and me for season 17 of This Week in Pro Football right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Every Saturday from 10 a.m. to 12 noon, Joe and I will dig into the biggest NFL topics, preview the week's slate of games, and debate the gridiron issues that matter to you. Of course, each week we'll focus on the defending champs and check out the Birds matchup, including key injuries, personnel matchups, and keep tabs on the most watched quarterback non-rivalry ever. South Palantonio returns at 11 a.m. each week with his unique and insightful take on the champs and the Shield, including the weekly top five. Chris Harris of HarrisFootball.com checks in every Saturday with most of your fantasy answers. It's me versus Joey Bags in the dreaded pick segment. And we will look back at past Eagle and NFL greats and ask, where are they now? So be sure to join Joe Torti and me for some old school football talk every Saturday at 10 a.m. on your definitive source for all things Birds and NFL. It's This Week in Pro Football right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Eagles talk all day, all season, all year. 97.5 The Fanatic.
What's going on, everybody? It's Mikal Bridges from the Phoenix Suns, and you listen to my cuz, Devon Givens, on 97.5 The Fanatic. He's up.
Yep. Yes, indeed. 11:46. Mikal Bridges, Phoenix Suns right there. They'll be in town on November 19th at the center on a Monday. Just a heads up, I won't be on the air that night. I'll be enjoying that game with the family at the center. So we'll talk after that particular game. But Sixers win tonight, 133-132 over the visiting Charlotte Hornets in overtime behind a big performance. 42 points, 18 rebounds, 4 block shots, 4 assists from you-know-who, Joel Embiid, as the 76ers pick up the win. Let me tell you real fast, guys, the Fanatic Deal of the Week saves you some money with a $50 gift certificate to the pub in Pennsauken for just $25. This exclusive offer from the Fanatics Deal of the Week is available through Sunday, this weekend, guys, November 11th, or while supplies last. Check it out now at 975thefanatic.com. Now, let's go to Pennsauken. I know Chris likes to go in the post. Let's go to Chris in the Fanatic. What's going on, Chris?
What's up, Devon?
How you doing, man?
Good, man. I actually took my oldest down there tonight. My little one wasn't feeling good. My oldest was home from Rowan.
Okay.
I got to say, man.
You feel better.
Yeah, it's all good. My whole section, I get people saying, oh, give it time and everything else. And I don't want to get rid of Benson. I'm not saying that at all. But these guys are saying, oh, yeah, but look, he's still scoring all. Yeah, but look who they were playing, man. I've been a season ticket holder there, God, for how many years when they were winning 10 games. And he just refuses to shoot. He's 6 feet in. He don't shoot, man. When you're playing the Bucks, did you see the Bucks take the Warriors? I've never seen the Warriors get taken out to the woodshed like my grandma would do to me when I was a kid.
Yeah, they're going to have those nights.
Smacked around. You're not beating Toronto, the Bucks, Boston without Ben Simmons ain't taking a little bunny or an elbow shot in the playoffs. They're going to create that wall again. And guess what? It's all going to be on Embiid. How about this? I had old heads behind me. They're season ticket holders, too. Great guys. They're from two are from Fairmount Park and two are from my dad's old precinct, 39th District, North Philly. And they love Ben Simmons. And they said, I would trade him straight up right now for the Greek Freak. I said, here's the problem. Bucks wouldn't do it.
Of course they would.
They wouldn't do it. That's the scary thing. I don't mind him missing shots. He's still shooting 60% from the line. And he still refuses to shoot. He doesn't want to embarrass himself. That's what scares me. I played sports all my life growing up, and so did you. And you know I'm a little older than you, but baseball was my prevalent sport. I played it at somewhat high level. I got looked at college by a couple real deals.
No, my pop told me when I was 7 years old. He said, you ain't going to hit the ball if you don't swing the bat, son. I don't want to hear you crying about strikeout. He don't swing the bat, man.
Well, he swings the bat in a different way in his mind. Chris, thanks for the call, man. Hope your daughter feels better. He does it in other ways, getting to the basket and getting everybody else to swing that bat because they're better shooters. I know I sound like I'm making excuses. I'm just simply saying that's what he's doing it for. Outside of the fact that I do agree with Chris that sometimes I believe it's more of a I don't want to look a certain way when I miss all these shots because that's not my forte. But, hey, man, put the shots up. Take the shots. Take the shots. To make it, you got to take it. And we'll see when and if he decides to do it. His father was on with us last year. David Simmons said he will shoot it when he's ready to shoot it. And he will shoot it. He has not shot it yet. He takes the fadeaway jumpers, but he doesn't take those catch and shoot right away type of jumpers. And I know that's what a lot of people are waiting for. Catching around the elbow, just rise up and shoot it. It's not his thing right now. It is disappointing, but he still finds a way to give you 22, 13, and 8 on 9 of 15 shooting from the floor. Going to the basket. 610-632-0975. Will in Brookhaven joins us on the Fanatic. What's going on, Will?
What's up, Devon? I want to make a couple points.
Yes.
First point, tonight's game, I was looking at, I was catching the score, and then I finally started watching on my phone the fourth quarter because I'm like, man, they gave up that lead, that big lead they had. And, I was getting a little nervous because I'm like.
Especially when Charlotte took that lead and they went out four.
And then we had to, force it in overtime. Luckily, we had Joel Embiid to close out the game for us.
Yeah, hitting threes.
I'm like getting ecstatic now because I'm slowly watching the Wizards implode. And I wanted to ask your point, what would it take for us to get Beal off that team, man?
See, I don't know. It's going to be tough. Here's my thing, Will. It's going to be tough simply because I think other teams will also obviously try to get involved, and they're probably going to have better packages than the Sixers.
Really? You think so?
Yeah.
What's
really attractive?
All right, say if it's like a three-team trade. Let's say a hypothetical team like Orlando, they don't really have a good point guard. Not saying, Markel is that guy yet, but let's say towards the deadline, he gets a little better and, trade Markel to Orlando and maybe Orlando a trade, let's say, Evan Fournier to the Wizards, and we get Bill and give him, that Miami pick.
I don't know, because Orlando feels like they're on the rise, so what would they really believe? They're not going anywhere, but simply from where they were to where they are now, they are improved. They're competing, they're winning games a little bit here early on in the season. They have a new coach in Steve Clifford. So,
right.
In terms of point guard play with DJ Augustine, is Markelle Fultz right now better than DJ Augustine because he can run the team and he can actually make jump shots if that's what they want from him? So I don't know. I think it's just going to be tough, really, again, Will, because I believe that other people might be able to give better packages straight up. And that's just my opinion right now.
My wish list is Bill and Korver. If we get Korver a buyout from Cleveland, oh, man.
I don't even think you have to go that route. I would think Cleveland for Jared Bayless, Korver straight up, two candidates for your book money coming off the books and stuff for Jared Bayless. I'm sure that Cleveland wouldn't mind doing that to get rid of Korver's contract and to take Jared Bayless's money that's going to run off at the end of the season. But it's just a matter of if they want to do it or not.
I thought we would buy him out or something, though, Bayless.
I mean, at that point, just trade him. Just trade him and absorb the money from Kyle Korver.
Yeah, that's true. But those are two players I would definitely want on on that team.
All right, thanks, man. Appreciate it, Will. Just different types of players because Bill can get his own while Kyle Korver is heavily reliant still on others to get him his shots. Last one for us tonight in the post, Doug in Allentown on the Fanatic. Doug.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm all right. First time calling. I'm going to not jump on the bandwagon and complain about Ben Simmons not shooting jump shots. I'm going to complain about something else. If you go back and watch the tape, Ben Simmons not giving effort on the defensive end. If you look, Kemba Walker was isolating on him 5-6 plays in a row, just tearing him up.
I saw
not moving his feet.
not getting low, not trying to cut them off. It was that's why they got back in the game, sloppy turnovers and poor defensive effort.
Yeah, see, I saw it where he was engaged, but he was trying to anticipate it so much that you can't anticipate where Kemba Walker is going. And then he got flat-footed when Kemba started doing what he was doing, and he was already right by him.
Too flat-footed.
Yes, too flat-footed. You know, but I don't think he wasn't giving the effort.
I don't know, man. I was sitting courtside at the game tonight, and, you know, I saw him getting on Dario for making dumb fouls and being out of position, and he was doing the same stuff. You know, if you're one of the leaders of the team, you know, that 21-point lead doesn't get, you know, you don't get ISO'd against somebody who you're 10 inches taller than and get beat up on like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but, hey, man, that's a hard guard.
Chicken out there.
That's a hard guard, chicken. Doug. Thanks for the call, man. I'm sorry. I get it. Covington had some good spots on Kemba Walker. So did Ben Simmons. But once he got into that rhythm, it's hard to stop it, man. Really hard to stop it. Thanks so much to Sam Fletcher for producing the show. Really appreciate it. Tyler Zuli back here also earlier during the game. B. Seltz, Tom McGinnis on the game call. Overall, I will be back on Sunday, 5 o'clock from Fishtown Hops, Chicago's Casino for the pregame show. Dallas Eagles. It's going to be a big one. I think the Birds definitely take it. They get the second half of the season started. Good win tonight by the boys in overtime. They had to work too hard for it, but they got it done. Back at it tomorrow in Memphis. You'll hear from Brian Seltzer throughout the night for the pre- and post-game coverage. Tom McGinnis in the game call. So you guys have a great weekend. I'll chat with you on Sunday right here on The Fanatic.